For the last time, no, I don't need anything. Sorry. I know you're just trying to be helpful. It's only been a week, and I'm still adjusting to being inside. Being in a home, it's different. Yeah, I guess I feel better. Better than being outside in the cold or in the heat in the summers. Having to find a dry place when it rains. So in a way, yeah, I'm better. But I'm not used to having someone be so caring. Someone who wants to look after me. Make sure I'm well-fed and comfortable and, you know, clean. I've never seen my tail so soft and fluffy before. And look at my claws. No dirt under them. It's just clean. And my ears feel so much better. I guess that's what a nice, warm and cozy environment can do. I'm just afraid it's gonna make me soft. I mean, do you hear me? I feel so cozy. My voice even sounds more relaxed or something. At least through my own ears. And I'm tired. I'm actually tired. I'm not feeling the need to have to stay awake and be alert. I actually just want to rest. Close my eyes and take a little nap. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel safe around you. It's weird. It's nice. But me and nice, we don't really go along. It's normally me and bad or awful things or something. And I always told myself I was strong. I'm a survivor. And here I am just ignoring all of that. Enjoying the feeling of safety. Of not worrying about my next meal. Of worrying about being dirty. And it's all because of you. Some human who took a look at me and wanted to give me a chance. The only thing that really annoys me, though, is your neighbors. They can be so loud and it pisses me off. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use foul language. Sorry, I don't mean to seem ungrateful. I know your neighbors are just living their lives. They're humans. Just doing what they can to survive. Living, making noises, being loud. It's not very enjoyable. I didn't have neighbors. I didn't even have a home, so how could I have had neighbors? No, no, please don't confront them. They can stomp and whatever, all they like. Just... Okay, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I'm brave and strong and courageous. But I'm still scared. Every time I hear a stomp or talking because our walls are so thin, I get scared that someone's gonna just see me and I don't know, wanna do something to me. Laugh at me. That's what I'm scared of. Not more of the physical harm they can cause, just... Sorry. Growing up outside, it's... You just expect stuff. dangerous stuff. And I'm inside now. I should feel so much better. But no, I'm afraid these walls are just gonna fall down. And everyone who wants to come get me can. It doesn't help that the walls are so thin that maybe if I just breathe on them, they'd fall. So I'm a little angry as well. I just look around. I should feel safe. But I don't. No, you don't need to do anything. You've already done so much for me. It's because of you that... I mean, don't let this get to your head. But it's because of you that... I know all humans aren't bad. Well, don't get me wrong. I still think a lot of them are. Bad, awful beings. Humans who see someone who's different and they just want to go after them because... Sorry. Sometimes my fear turns to anger. But I trust you. And for some reason, you care about me. I mean, look, when I'm around you, my tail doesn't do the... I mean, it's fluffy, but it doesn't fluff up, you know? Do you remember last week? My tail wouldn't stop being fluffed up. I was worried you were trying to trick me. That you were gonna do something. That you wanted to take me to your home because... I don't know. I don't know what goes through the mind of a human. But last week, I was tired. I was hungry. And I was stupid. I really wanted to believe that someone was kind. That someone could look at me. Creature so disgusting. Do you remember what I looked like? The amount of dirt that was on me? It was crazy. And look at this. My claws are so sharp. They're all broken and stuff. But now... now I can cause some real damage. if I needed to. Which I don't want to, but, you know. Anyways, it's, you saw me. You gave me a chance. And even though I was scared, I just wanted to believe so bad that someone could look at me and love me, care about me. And you did. So far. Yeah, so far. You've been good, but I'm still gonna keep an eye on you. And if I need to, I'll pounce. Look at my teeth. They're pretty pointy and sharp, too. So you better be... cautious. Sorry, that's no way to treat you. After all that you've done for me. I'm still just trying to keep that tough appearance. Even though I'm still scared. I have an idea. I mean, it's probably stupid. But you've been so kind to me. So, to show you I appreciate you. And that I'm starting to trust you. How about I make dinner? No, I've never cooked before. I'd always have to go out and look for my food. But I could learn. And I like the fire. The warmth of a fire. I mean, you probably don't cook with fire. But I could. Kidding! For now. But I'd love to cook for you. I can make a new, dish, a new recipe. I'll just find whatever you have and I'll cook you a wonderful meal. You look like you don't like that idea. Really? You're already planning dinner. What were you planning? Takeout? I mean, I loved home-cooked meals. I love them. You know, I've only had them for about a week. Thanks to you. But I love takeout. Well, I've had takeout before. From you. When you'd stop by and give me something. It was always something that you'd pick up for me, you know, to gain my trust. Although that was back when I was living outside. So, I guess it's not all good memories. But, sure, I listen takeout. And then tomorrow, I'll make dinner. So be prepared. But what are you ordering? I'm starving.